John, in the paper that you wrote back in December of 1987, one of the central points you made was that you believed, at least back then, that there had been some kind of a deal worked out between our military and these alien visitors that would allow them to abduct humans. Here's my question about that prospect, and I don't know if you still believe that to be the case or not, but I always wondered, well, if that were true, why did the aliens have to make a deal? Couldn't they just do it on their own? Aren't they just still doing it on their own? Why would they need our permission if they're so technologically superior to us?
You're absolutely correct. There's no reason why would they have to make a deal with us. If they did, and I don't know that they did, it was a scam on their part. You know, maybe we had found out about the abductions, and they, in order to placate the military, they said, well, look, here's the deal. We just want to abduct a few. We'll give you the names and everything. And in return, we'll give you all this cool technology.
And do you believe that they lived up to that part of the bargain?
That the aliens?
Yeah, that they did give us the technology that perhaps was out at 51?
We got lots of cool technology. It's the other part they didn't live up to. I mean, you know, everybody gets abducted. I thought, you know, in those days it was 1 in 10, but it's certainly more than that.
One of the other parts that you mentioned, you get into the stuff about Groom Lake in that paper back when. It was that was the my initial introduction to the possibility that alien technology had been tested and stored out there. This is prior to your involvement with Bob Lazar, right?
Right.
You wrote that you felt that the base had been closed down for a period between 72 and 74, and a huge underground facility was constructed out there, which is where this bargain for technology was set into place. Do you believe that to be the case still?
Yeah, there is certainly a huge underground facility there. Now, whether there's any current saucer technology there or not, I'm not sure. There is certainly aliens there in that underground area there.
That's a tough one to swallow, don't you think, for people in the audience? I mean, even people that are interested in the subject, that there could be aliens out there working at a base alongside our personnel?
Yep, it sure is tough. And, you know, if they'd have been in my shoes for the last 20 years, talk to the people I talk to, you know, talk to the people, you know, that have walked down the corridors and told the stories of, you know, passing aliens, they believe as I do. But I don't blame them for not believing it, because just it's a tough story. I mean, you just cannot hardly, you know, grasp the fact that our military is working with aliens, and they probably, you know, they work with at least five to seven different species up there. It's not just one. There's all kinds of them up there. But that's how they keep the secret, is people just don't believe it.
You and I know a lot of people who've worked out there over the years in legitimate classified programs, SR-71, U-2, stealth fighter and stealth bomber and things like that. And people like that who have legitimate credentials who are up there, they say, that's a bunch of baloney. I never saw any flying saucers. What do you say to those folks? Is compartmentalization and up there so severe, so strict, that even people who work there wouldn't necessarily know about this stuff?
Absolutely. I would doubt that 99% of the people that work at Groom Lake don't know what's going on there. First of all, a lot of it's underground. Second of all, it's very compartmentalized. Yes, I know people who were heavily involved in projects up there and say, no, there's nothing like that. And I also know people who say, yeah, I saw those saucers around there all the time.